Sanchi Spachin on page 93, Tusi Arda Jasuno Kirtapala Guru. Hear our plea, O Guru Kripal, and divert our minds from the bad deeds. The mind does not come to satsang. The mind doesn't feel embarrassed doing the bad deeds. O gracious Lord, have pity on the souls and attach our hearts to the feet of the Master. We are the suffering ones from birth after birth. We are the unchaste, angry, deceitful, indulgent ones. O Guru, you yourself take care of your souls and break the veil of mind. The mind is afraid of Paramartha. Leaving meditation, he presents excuses. He has been wandering for many births. Shower grace and unite him with the Lord. The honeybee loves the fragrance of your flowers. He always waits for your grace and mercy. Hear the plea of Ajayb the sinner. Attach the mind in Simran. Hear our plea, O Guru Kripal, and divert our minds from the bad deeds.
Sadamana badiyato moradiyo Tusi arjasuno kirpala guru Sadamana badiyato moradiyo Manasata sangata vicha ondanahi Badiya karano sharamondanahi Manasata sangata vicha ondanahi Badiya karano sharamondanahi Karotara sajivate jala prabhu Chitta Guru Charana Vicha Jora Diyo Tusi Arda Jasuno Kirpala Guru Sadamana Badiyato Mora Diyo Tusi Arda Jasuno Kirpala Guru Sadamana badiyato moradiyo Asi janama janama de rogiha Kami krodi kapati bogiha Asi janama janama de rogiha Kami krodi kapati bohiha Tiri atmatuhi sambala guru Sadamana da parada toradiyo Tusi ara jasuno kirpala guru Sadamana badiyato moradiyo Tusi ara jasuno kirpala guru Sadamana badiyato moradiyo Mana paramarata to dardae Chada bhajana bahane kardae Mana paramarata to dardae Chada bhajana bahane kardae Kai jana mato he batakariha Karo mahera malak sang jora diyo Tusi ara jasuno kirpala guru Sadamana badiyato mora diyo Tusi ara jasuno kirpala guru sadamana badiyato morudio. Tere fula di sugandhi bora pyara kare deya mehra di sad intzara kare. Tere fula di sugandhi bora pyara kare deya mehra di sad intzara kare. Guna gara ajai badi arjasuno mana simran devi chajora diho tu si arjasuno kirpala guru sadamana badi ato mora diho. To see Arajasuno Kirpala Guru Sadamana Badiyato Mordiyo.
Hear our plea, O Guru Kirpal, and divert our minds from the bad deeds. And we're continuing reading in the book In Search of the Gracious One. And this is the section of Sanchi's stories, Sundardas Leaves the Body. At that time, Rajasthan was a very backward area, and there were not many cars or jeeps or motorcycles there. So, once a man told Sundardas that he should learn how to ride a bicycle. Sundardas replied, "Why should I do that? When God has given me two legs to walk on, why should I use them for learning to cycle? When I see anybody riding a bicycle, I feel like giving them a big blow with a stick, because they're not using the legs given by God the way they should be used." When he said this, the man asked him, "What will you reply to Dharam Rai, the Lord of Judgment, when he asks you why you didn't learn to ride a bicycle?" And Sundardas replied, "Well, what do I have to do with the Lord of Judgment? I'm not worried about him, because I do not have to go in front of him. My master is perfect, and when I die, he will come to take me. I don't have any concern with the Lord of Judgment." Sundardas was such an interesting man. And indeed, when his end time came, Master Sawan Singh did come to receive him. As it happened, 6 months before he left the body, Sundardas told me that he was going to leave the body on a certain day. He told me that if I wanted to commemorate his death, to distribute food or do anything like that, I should do it while he was still alive, because he wanted to see it. 20 days before that day arrived, he purchased his coffin and made all the arrangements for his departure from this world. He even told me that I should bring the clothes that he would wear after he left the body. So I did that, and he kept them with him. The day before he left the body, he told me, "Now the call has come from the court of the Lord, and now I'm ready to go." The day that he was going to leave was the day of our monthly satsang, and so we got together with a lot of the sangat. We gave a very big feast to all the satsangis who were there, making halva and other very good food. All those who came there got filled with good food, and looking at that, he said, "Yes, now Master is very happy because everything is happening in his will." About 2 hours before he was to leave the body, he said, "Now all the three masters, Master Sawan Singh, along with Baba Jamal Singh and Master Kapal Singh, have come to take me and I am going with them. There were hundreds of people there, and he told all of them that the masters had come, and he was going with them. At that point, he told us to take the halva and distribute it to all the Sangat, which we did. Just a few moments before he was to go, I asked him, "Sundardas, do you have any desire? Tell me, don't take any desire with you." And he said, "No, I don't have any desire. I don't want anything except one thing, that my sister should also be taken at the same time I am. Master Sawan Singh should take her with me also, and she should leave the body with me." He had one sister who was older than he was. He was 90 years old when he left the body, and his sister was a little bit older, about 95. She was in very much pain and was suffering a lot because of her old age. She didn't have nam-initiation, and she had become so weak that she was not able to walk without the support of a stick. So, when Sundardas was about to leave the body, he told me, "It will not make any difference to the master to shower grace on my sister, but if she can be released at the same time, I will leave peacefully. I'm worried about her." So when he said this, I looked at that old woman and asked her, "Are you ready to go?" When she heard that I was asking her whether she was ready to go with Sundardas or not, whether she was ready to leave this world or not, at once, with a lot of pain, she got up somehow and tried to stop Sundardas from requesting that. She became very afraid of death, and using her cane, she left that place. I asked Sundardas, "Is your sister ready? If you think that she is ready, then you should go and stop her." But she was not ready. She was not stopped, and she left the room. Then Sundardas said, "The time is really up, and now I have to go. Now, sprinkle the water, because Master Sawan Singh has come with Baba Jamal Singh and Master Kripal Singh, and I am going with them." And then he left the body. He left the body in his full glory, and all the three masters came to liberate him. After he left the body, his sister came back, holding the hand of Sundardas' dead body. She started weeping, saying, "Brother, why didn't you maintain the religion of brotherhood? Why didn't you take me with you?" But I told her, "He maintained his religion. He wanted you to go with him to the court of the Lord, but you were not ready. When he was telling you to come, you were afraid of death, and now you are not telling the truth." Master Sawan Singh used to tell a very interesting story about one old woman whose granddaughter became sick. That old woman would always pray, "O Lord, take me from this world instead of my granddaughter, because I am old, I have seen this world a lot, and I don't have any interest in living. May the angel of death come and take me instead of her." And once it so happened that a cow came in from outside and was looking for some food in the kitchen. She put her mouth into the pots, one after another. Somehow, she got her head stuck in one big pot with a black bottom. When the cow's head was stuck in the pot, she couldn't see anything, and becoming afraid, she frantically rushed here and there in the kitchen. And when the old woman saw her, she thought it was the angel of death. And at once she said, "No, no, I'm not the one whom you should take. There she is, she's lying in that bed." So from outside, we may say that we are ready to go, but when the time comes, it is seen that nobody is ready to go. Sundardas's older sister spent the rest of her time in great pain, and she left the body in a lot of pain. At the time, when Sundardas was asking for her liberation, she was also in pain, but she was not ready to leave the world. After Sundardas left the body, we cleaned his body up, and we dressed him in white clothes. His body looked somewhat like Baba Sawan Singh's body. He had a sharp nose like Baba Sawan Singh had, and he had almost the same eyes, the same long face. After we dressed him in the white clothes, we made him sit in the cross-legged position. To those who had the privilege of seeing Baba Sawan Singh, we said, "You can look and see if there's any difference between Baba Sawan Singh and Sundardas." So you can see the faith of Sundardas, and how much faith he had in the Master, and how devoted he was to Master Sawan Singh. Earlier in his life, because of his faith, and because he followed the instructions of Master Sawan Singh, all his sickness, all his madness, was removed. Master Sawan Singh had promised that he would come to liberate Sundardas, that he would come to take his soul up. He not only came, but he came with Baba Jamal Singh and Master Kripal to take him. So this is the result of having full faith in the Master and being devoted to the Master. Master Sawan Singh used to say that at their end time, the meditators become more pleased and they experience more happiness than they would have at the time of getting married. If there is any pain, it is to the body, but the soul does not have any pain. Those who have done the meditation, they are prepared even before God Almighty calls them, and instead of becoming afraid, they become happy. We will leave off there. And this is the concluding section of a talk that Master Kripal gave at Sawan Ashram. It was called The Real Hunger. And Master says, "You can take the life of any master in whom the ruling passion for God has been fully developed, and you will find that he lived in torment until he realized him. All masters go through such torment, for it heralds the coming of the Lord. To see a blossom-laden tree indicates a joyful hope to the heart, an indication of the promise of a fruitful harvest. Overcast skies announce the advent of refreshing rain. So the heart, which is overburdened with deep sorrow and agony and torment and yearning of separation from the Lord, can rejoice in the knowledge that these signs herald his early arrival. There was once a Muslim mendicant woman named Rabia Basri, whose life was filled with constant heartache over the separation from the Lord. She would read the Lord's namaz, or prayers, from very early in the morning all through the day. And when night arrived, she would rest and sleep for a half an hour, and then start the namaz again. Some interested people asked her if the Lord came to her before her prayers or after the prayers. And she replied, "Brothers, the Lord comes before I start to pray." They were insistent to know how she knew this, and she said, "When a strong wave of sorrow and yearning and helpless restlessness comes over me, then I know that he has come to push me forward." So such experiences announce the Lord's early arrival. You can read more about this in the biographies of the Masters. From a very early age, worldly affairs held no interest for Guru Nanak. And his father, observing the boy's condition, sent him on a holy pilgrimage. When Nanak returned home, his sadness had, if anything, increased. He went to bed and lay there and wouldn't get up. He was the only son of his parents, and they were naturally very worried. Actually, Guru Nanak's attention was withdrawn, but they thought that he was sick, and they summoned a doctor. During the examination, the doctor felt Nanak's pulse, and you can read Guru Nanak's remarks in his hymn. The doctor was called and felt my pulse. The poor innocent doctor knows not that the pain lies in my heart. And further on, go, doctor, to your home. I am intoxicated in the thoughts of my beloved. The longing for the Lord should be of immense magnitude, either from the past impressions or from sincere desire in the present life. If, in such a condition, you then meet the Master, your work will reap achievement. Those who are themselves imprisoned in the cage of the body and the mind cannot possibly bring any soul above that level of body and mind. So in this hymn, Guru Arjan stresses his intense yearning. And from the hymn, a child is not amused by play when he is hungry for food. A mother might try to amuse a child by giving him toys or playing with him, but if the child is hungry, he will not be satisfied with any attempt to humor him. When he gets the milk, only then does he become quite content. Guru Arjan is describing his own condition, which is like that hungry child, who will not be satisfied until he is fed. The worldly toys, etc., can give no real satisfaction. If a true yearning is awakened in a person's heart, can he ever desire the worldly things again? Never. Guru Ram Dass tells us that if one took all the pearls from the oceans and the diamonds from the earth and all the gold and silver and various precious metals and made a huge pile of all this, then you might ask a true lover of God if he would like to have it as a gift, and he wouldn't even care to glance at such worldly treasures. If our yearning is not as strong as this, then we cannot be successful in our aim. Once, two seekers went to a master for initiation. The master was bathing in the river at the time, and he invited the two to bathe also. When they joined the master in the water, he took hold of one, and grasping his head, he held it under the water for many seconds. The man, of course, struggled for breath, and when the master pulled him up, he was gasping. And the master said, "Listen carefully, child. If your yearning for God is as strong as your desire for breath, then you may come to me. Otherwise, go on your way." Just tell me, how many of us have this kind of yearning for the Lord? He will most decidedly come to the one in whom this true desire is born. And wherever fire burns, oxygen is there to help increase the flame, without any effort. This is a natural law, and God's spiritual laws are natural too. Hazrat Junaid Sahib, who was born in Persia, was once out riding near the river Dajla. His horse suddenly refused to continue in the same direction. So Junaid Sahib allowed the horse his head, saying, "God is everywhere. Let us see where you will take me." The horse quickly galloped toward a nearby hill and then stopped at a certain place. Dunayid Sahib dismounted and thought, "Now, what kinds of God's wonder will I see?" He saw that a man was sitting nearby. In the course of conversation with him, Dunayid Sahib discovered that the man had been in search of a true master for years, without any success, until he had finally decided to sit in one place constantly. And if his yearning was strong enough, then the Lord would come to him. Hence the reason for him sitting in that wild and lonely spot. After some further conversation, Hazrat Junaid gave him the blessing of initiation. And as he prepared to leave, he gave the man his address, saying, "Remember my address. If you ever need me, you may come there." And that man quite casually replied, "Oh, as you were dragged here today, so you will come again." The torment and agony of separation is most necessary. God is not far away. He is within you. So leave all so-called gurus. Excuse me, but leave them. You can only be helped in this particular work by those who are true. One morning in Amritsar, I was with Hazur in the home of one Lala Duni Chand when a certain sick gentleman arrived. I asked him where he had come from, and he replied, "Last night, Hazur came to my house and told me to come here and meet me, and meet him." In reply to my further questions, he said, "No, I have never met Hazur before." When Hazur saw him, he said, "Oh, so you have come, brother." He who stands on the peak of a hill can easily survey the whole surrounding district and can detect by the rising smoke any fire which may be blazing. So the true master sees all and makes the arrangement for the meeting. Only such a competent type of personality can truly be called a guru or master or mahatma. The final lines of the hymn. "Mother, the hunger in me cannot be satisfied, even though you serve 100 dishes." One's mother can offer a whole sumptuous meal of various different dishes, but of what use are they to him who hungers for the Lord? 1,000 worldly attractions cannot give the satisfaction gained from the guru. Great is the love of a parent, but the guru's love exceeds that of thousands of mothers and fathers put together. His love is unselfish. His every moment reflects the wish in his heart for his children to stand spiritually on their own 2 feet. One night, some years ago, I was in Hazur's presence on his roof terrace. Graciously, he would always call me to him whenever I arrived. He was alone on this occasion, and I bowed before him where he was reclining on a bed. I asked him, "Hazur, it is all right for those who have learned to stand on their feet and walk around, but what will happen to those who have not learned to move at all?" And Hazur sat up and said, "Kirpal Singh, do you want me to stop giving initiation?" I replied, "No, indeed, Hazur." Baba Sawan Singh then said, "Is there any father who does not want to see his children stand on their feet? Never even think that he who has given the initiation has no mercy. He's waiting for the time when they will reach his feet." Even now, I can stress that although Hazur has left the physical form, he's never far away. Whosoever initiates the child sits with him always. The Master is constantly with you in this world, and also when you leave the world during life, or at the time of death, and after. It is the greatest of good fortune to meet such a guru. Hazur was not just a physical form, but we lived in a delusion. He would give many small examples, like, if your chair breaks, you look for a carpenter to repair it. And if your bed breaks, again you seek the carpenter. And if the doors or the windows need repairing, you are again looking for the carpenter. Would it not be better to keep the carpenter living in your house? So, become a guru Sikh. When the guru appears within you, you have become a disciple of the guru. He is always with you, but he must become manifest within. Hazur would say that the guru can be likened to a veiled woman who stands in the doorway. She cannot come outside, and if she hears the child crying from very far away, she lets him cry. But if the child comes near to the door and cries, she takes hold of him and drags him inside. At this very moment, the guru is standing at the door behind the two eyebrows. He is there, just waiting to pull you inside. Sit at the door and do Simran. The only difficulty that you have is that you do not give enough time to learn how to sit there. And he is just waiting for the time when his children will come unto him. In our final reading is a hymn of Kabir. Where is the night when the sun is shining? If it is night, then the sun withdraws its light. Where knowledge is, can ignorance endure? If there be ignorance, then knowledge must die. If there be lust, how can love be there? And where there is love, there is no lust. Lay hold on your sword and join in the fight. Fight, O my brother, as long as life lasts. Strike off your enemy's head and there make an end of him quickly. And then come and bow your head at your king's durbar. He who is brave never forsakes the battle. He who flies from it is no true fighter. In the field of this body a great war goes forward against passion and anger, pride and greed. It is in the kingdom of truth, contentment, and purity that this battle is raging, and the sword that rings forth most loudly is the sword of his Naam. Kabir says, when a brave knight takes the field, a host of cowards is put to flight. It is a hard fight and a weary one, this fight of the truth seeker, for the vow of the truth seeker is more hard than that of the warrior or of the widowed wife who would follow her husband. For the warrior fights for a few hours, and the widow's struggle with death is soon ended. But the truth seeker's battle goes on day and night. As long as life lasts, it never ceases. And we are listening to a tape of Sanchi's satsang in Nanaimo in 1980. This is on a bani of Guru Nanak.
You were benefactor, you were helping others, but instead of helping us, you have put us in the trouble. So Mahatma said that, well, listen, I have come in this world to do good for others. And whatever I have done with you, that also has some secret. I want you to become good people. So why don't you give up this job, and why don't you just to start doing the meditation of Shabad now? So whenever Mahatmas say anything, that always has some secret behind it. Mahatmas come in this world as the great, the real benefactors. and they always do things which are good for us, which are good for all the disciples and the people. And whenever they say anything, that always carries some secret. At that time, we may not understand the words of the Master, but later on, all the words of the Masters are proved to be true. So, Masters come in this world and they tell us that you do this thing in this way or you don't do this thing in that way. Many times they tell us the stories and the parables. The only meaning of this, doing that is to make us understand that what is good in this world for us and what is not.
दर्श पाए सत लोक सिधारी सत नाम पद कीन सही सही नाम पाया सत गुर से बिन सत गुर सब जीव बही।
स्वामी जी महाराज कहंदे है कि अल्लाह अल्लाह करना, वाहेगुरु करना, राम राम करना ए सही नाम नहीं गा, ए वर्णात्मक नाम है, ए वो शक्ति दी महिमा करदे है।
नाउ स्वामी जी महाराज से दैट बाय रिपीटिंग द नेम अल्लाह अल्लाह और वाहेगुरु वाहेगुरु और गॉड गॉड और राम राम, इट विल नॉट डू एनी गुड टू अस बिकॉज ऑल दीस आर द डिस्क्रिप्टिव नेम्स ऑफ लॉर्ड एंड दे विल नॉट डू a lot of good to us if we just go on repeating these names.
Kyunki inna lafzan di assi history trace kar sakde hain ke kate chalu hoye hai sanu pata hai jad Ramchandra ji Maharaj aaye trete yug de vich unna de jaan to baad assi us parmatma nu ram ram kehna shuru kar ditta. Isse tarah musalmana de andar Muhammad sahab aaye unna nu 1400 saal ho gaye unna de jaan to baad assi us parmatma nu Allah Allah kehna shuru kar ditta. गुरु नानक साहब जी आया नू 500 साल हो गए उन्हां दे जान तो बाद असी उस परमात्मा नू वाहेगुरु कहना शुरू कर दिता, लेकिन वो जिहड़ा परमात्मा है ना तो वह कोई 1400 साल पुराना है, ना कोई वह तीन युग पुराना है, ना कोई वह 500 साल पुराना है। परमात्मा ने तो कुल दुनिया की सृष्टि की रचना पैदा की है। गुरु नानक साहब कहंदे है तिथ वार ना जोगी जाने रुत महा ना कोए जां करता सृष्टि को साजे आपे जाना सोए।
वी कैन ट्रेस द हिस्ट्रीज ऑफ ऑल दिस नेम्स एंड वी विल फाइंड दैट द नेम राम राम केम इनटू द प्रैक्टिस। पीपल स्टार्टेड रिमेंबरिंग लॉर्ड विद द नेम राम ओनली आफ्टर द लॉर्ड रामा केम इन दिस वर्ल्ड एंड ही केम इन द सिल्वर एज। And the name Vaheguru was come into practice ever since Guru Nanak came in this world, and that was 500 years ago. 1400 years ago when Prophet Muhammad came in this world, after he left, people started remembering Almighty Lord with the name Allah Allah. And but Almighty Lord is neither 1400 years old, nor he is three ages old, or not he, and neither he is 500 years old. He is very old because he has created the creation. Ever since he created the creation, he is in power and he is taking care of the whole creation. Guru Nanak Sahib says that not even the yogis know the date and the year when this creation was created, and nobody knows that in which month or in which season this creation was created, because only this thing is known only by the Almighty Lord who has created this creation.
ये जितने भी लफ्ज है ये साडे लिखन पढ़न बोलन दे विच आंदे है, वो नाम शक्ति पावर है जिहड़ी लिखन पढ़न बोलन विच नहीं आउंदी, सतगुरु साडे अंदर भरदे है उसनूं।
ऑल दिस वर्ड्स वी कैन राइट दैम, वी कैन रीड दैम, वी कैन स्पीक दैम, बट नाम इज दैट पावर विच मास्टर्स पुट इन अवर विदिन एंड विच डू नॉट कम इन राइटिंग रीडिंग और स्पीकिंग।
इसे तरह अगर असी रोटी रोटी करी जाइए तो साडा पेट नहीं भरेगा, रोटी कोई होर चीज है और इहदा लफ्ज कोई होर चीज है। जब रोटी नूं खा लवांगे सानूं तृप्ति आ जाएगी, पेट भी भर जाएगा।
इट इज लाइक इफ वी गो ऑन रिपीटिंग द नेम ब्रेड ब्रेड, वी विल नॉट बी एबल टू सेटिस्फाई अवर हंगर बिकॉज द वर्ड ब्रेड एंड द रियल ब्रेड आर टू डिफरेंट थिंग्स। व्हेन वी विल ईट द रियल ब्रेड ओनली देन वी विल बी कंटेंटेड, अवर हंगर विल बी सेटिस्फाइड।
कबीर साहब कहंदे है बिन देखे बिन अरस परस के नाम लिए क्या होए, तन दे कहे तनी दे होए ते निरतन रहे ना कोई।
कबीर साहब से दैट विदाउट सीइंग हिम एंड विदाउट फीलिंग हिम इफ वन गोज ऑन रिपीटिंग हिज नेम he will not realize him. It is exactly like the person who goes on repeating the wealth or money. He doesn't become wealthy. In the same way, if you go on repeating the descriptive names of Lord without seeing or feeling him, we cannot realize him.
अगर लफ्जां नूं जपण दे नाल परमात्मा मिलदा हुंदा सानूं पता ही है कि हर कौम दे कौम लफ्जां नूं जपी जांदी है सब कौमां नूं शांति होनी चाहीदी सी सारियां कौमां एक दूजे दा आदर करदियां मान करदियां लेकिन ऐसा नजर दे विच नहीं आ रहा
इफ गॉड कुड बी अचीव ओनली बाय रिपीटिंग दिस वर्ड्स देन यू नो दैट ऑल द रिलीजियंस ऑल द कम्युनिटीज आर सर्चिंग फॉर गॉड एंड दे आर रिपीटिंग द नेम्स ऑफ लॉर्ड And if it was the case, if God could be realized or achieved by repeating these names, then up until now all the religions of the and the communities would have got the ultimate peace and they would have honored and respected the other religions. But this is not seen.
Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj kehnde naam nadan apar bhagta man vasai. Oh naam bhagta de andar nivas karda hai. Bhagti us naam de naal jod sakde hai.
Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj says that the naam resides The unlimited or the limitless wealth of the Naam resides within the hearts of the devotees of Lord. And only the devotees of Lord can give that Naam.
Sadhi Naam Paya Sat Gur Si Bin Sat Gur Sab Jeev Bahe Jeev Pari चौरासी पर में खाने पाने माद मौन लाई
हुण आप कहंदे है कि जिन्ना चिर सतगुरु सानू उस नाम पावर दे नाल नहीं जोड़दा गा उन्ना चिर असी चौरासी तो नहीं बच सकदे गे
नाउ ही सेज दैट अनलेस सतगुरु कनेक्ट्स अस विद दैट नाम विद दैट पावर वी कैन नॉट बिकम फ्री फ्रॉम द साइकिल ऑफ 84 लाख बर्थ्स एंड डेथ्स
असि खान पान की खातर ही महात्मा तो नाम नहीं लेंगे जो असि कहने जो महात्मा को शराब छड़नी पेगी मीट छड़ना पेगा और ये तो असि खान पान वास्ते आए हैं क्या सभी पलाने पेट के तंडा कबीर साहब कहेंगे सभी पेट के खातर ही उस परमात्मा भुले बैठे है
मोस्टली पीपल डोंट कम टू द मास्टर एंड टेक इनिशिएशन बिकॉज मास्टर टेल देम टू एब्सटेन फ्रॉम ईटिंग मीट एंड ड्रिंकिंग वाइन They think that they have come in this world only to eat and drink. But Kabir Sahib says that everybody is after eating and drinking and that is why they do not come to the masters because masters tell them to abstain from these things.
Jeev pade chaurasi par me khane paane mad man lai मन मणि का रोग पसरिया बड़े बने जिन मार
हम आप कहते हैं जीवन मान वडियाई का इतना रोग लग्या होया है अगर सतगुरु को नाम ले भी लेंगे है सतगुरु की संगत दे विच भी चले जाते हैं तो उत्थे भी चाहते हैं साडा सतगुरु मान करन सब तो सानी वडियाई करी जान सानू उच्चा समझन
नाउ ही सेज दैट द पीपल आर सो मच इन द आर सफरिंग फ्रॉम द डिजीज ऑफ दिस नेम एंड फेम एंड द ऑनर्स दैट इवन इफ दे गो टू द मास्टर्स एंड गेट इनिशिएशन फ्रॉम देयर देन आल्सो दे आर ऑलवेज having this thought there also they always expect that the master should honor them master should give them extra name and fame
hun mahatma de satsang de andar ta jinni ik aurat di izzat unni ik marad di hai jinni ik gareeb di izzat unni ik ameer di izzat hai
and in the satsang of the mahatmas as the woman has the respect the same respect man has and as the poor one has the respect in the same way the wealthy man also has the same respect
ਜਦੋਂ ਸਾਡੀ ਉਹ ਮਨ ਵਡਿਆਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਗਏ ਉਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਕੀ ਹੈ ਅਸੀਂ ਖਿਲਾਫ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਉੱਪਰ ਤੂਹਤਾਂ ਲਾਉਣੀਆਂ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ
ਵੈਨ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਪ੍ਰੇਜ਼ ਅਸ ਵੈਨ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਗਿਵ ਅਸ ਐਕਸਟਰਾ ਨੇਮ ਐਂਡ ਫੇਮ ਔਰ ਆਨਰ ਅਸ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਬਲੇਮਿੰਗ ਦੈਮ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਵੀ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਫਾਈਂਡਿੰਗ ਫਾਲਟਸ ਇਨ ਦੈਮ
ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਕੋਲੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਤਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਨਿਮਰਤਾ ਸਿੱਖਣੀ ਹੈ ਅੱਜ ਹੀ ਸਿੱਖਣੀ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਨਿਮਰਤਾ ਹੀ ਸਿਖਾਉਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਏ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਬੜਾ ਨਿਮਰਤਾ ਅੱਜ ਹੀ ਦਾ ਖਜ਼ਾਨਾ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਏ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ
Coming to the master, we have to learn how to become humble and how to become meek because they have come in this world carrying a lot of wealth, a great wealth of humility and meekness and we also need to learn humility and to be meek in front of them.
ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਜਦ ਤੱਕ ਅਸੀਂ ਦੀਨ ਨਾ ਹੋਵਾਂਗੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਚਿਰ ਉਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਨਾਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਾਏਗਾ। ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਕੋਲੇ ਸਭ ਕੁਛ ਹੈ, ਇੱਕ ਦੀਨਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ।
ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਅਨਲੈਸ ਵੀ ਬਿਕਮ ਹੰਬਲ ਇਨ ਫਰੰਟ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ, ਗੋਡ ਵਿਲ ਨਾਟ ਕਨੈਕਟ ਅਸ ਵਿਦ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ। ਮਾਸਟਰ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਗੋਡ ਹੈਜ਼ ਐਵਰੀਥਿੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਹਿਮ ਐਕਸੈਪਟ ਹਿਊਮਿਲਿਟੀ।
ਮੇਰੇ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਕਹੋ ਨਾਨਕ ਹਮ ਨੀਚ ਕਰਮਾ ਸ਼ਰਨ ਪੜੇ ਕੀ ਰਾਖੋ ਸ਼ਰਮਾ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਓ ਨਾਨਕ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਆਫ ਦ ਲੋ ਕਰਮਾਸ, ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਟੇਕਨ ਰਿਫਿਊਜ ਇਨ ਯੂ ਐਂਡ ਸੇਵ ਮਾਈ ਆਨਰ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਬਾਹੇ ਹਿੰਦੋ ਕੀ ਲਾਜ ਐਸ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਦਾਸ ਤਿਹਾਰ, ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਮੇਰੀ ਬਾਂਹ ਫੜੀ ਦੀ ਲਾਜ ਰੱਖ, ਮੈਂ ਤੇਰਾ ਦਾਸ ਹਾਂ, ਮੈਂ ਤੇਰਾ ਸੇਵਕ ਹਾਂ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਆਲਸੋ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਸੇਵ ਮਾਈ ਆਨਰ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਹੀ I have got hold of your hand. As I am your servant, I am your slave. Say my honor.
Mane mani ka rog pasriya, bade bane jin mar sai, chota rahi chit se antar, ਸ਼ਬਦ ਮਾਏ।
ਹੁਣ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਛੋਟਾ ਸਮਝਣਾ ਹੈ, ਅੱਜ ਦਿਖਾਉਣੀ ਹੈ, ਤਾਂ ਹੀ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੈਠਾ ਬੂਹਾ ਖੋਲਦਾ ਹੈ, ਤਾਂ ਹੀ ਸਾਡੀ ਸੁਰਤ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਹੈ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜਦੀ ਹੈ।
ਨਾ ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਇਨ ਅਵਰ ਹਾਰਟ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਬਿਕਮ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਫੀਲ ਐਸ ਲੋਵ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਸ਼ੋ ਹਿਊਮਿਲਿਟੀ to God who is sitting within us. And if we do this, only then God who is sitting within us will open his door to us, and only then he will connect, he will pull our soul up.
Kabir sahib kehnde hai, ra khuda pi havala walon dasme paaye, man te mehgal ho reya nikse kyon kar jaye.
Kabir sahib says that the path which goes to the beloved is very narrow, and but the mind has become as enormous, as big as the elephant. How will this elephant go through that narrow path?
Chhota rahe chit se antar, shabd mahe tab surat gaye, shabd bina sara jage andha, ਬਿਨ ਸਤ ਗੁਰ ਸਭ ਪਰਮ ਮੈ।
ਹੁਣ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਸ਼ਬਦ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ ਹੈ, ਨੂਰ ਹੈ, ਜਦ ਤੱਕ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਨੂਰ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਗਾ, ਅਸੀਂ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਮੀਚਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਅੰਧੇਰਾ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਉਹ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਧੁਨਕਾਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ, ਕੰਨ ਹੋਣ ਦੇ ਬਾਵਜੂਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਸੁਣ ਨਹੀਂ ਰਹੇ।
ਨਾਉ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਟ ਐਂਡ ਰੇਡੀਐਂਸ, ਐਂਡ ਅਨਲੈਸ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਗਿਵਸ ਅਸ ਦੈਟ ਸ਼ਬਦ gives that light and radiance, we close our eyes and we see the darkness. And in the same way, the Shabad is sounding, the sound is sounding in our within. And even though we have the ears, we cannot listen to it if God, if Master has not manifested that in our within.
Guru Nanak Sahib kehnde hai, maya tari at anna bola, shabd na suno da rol kuchola.
Guru Nanak Sahib says that the people who are intoxicated by the maya are blind and deaf because they are involved in the worldly things and they are not able to see the light of God and hear the sound of God.
Shabd bina sara jage andha, bin sat gur sab param mai, shabd bhed aur shabd kamai, ਜਿਨ ਜੇ ਕਿਨੀ ਸਾਰੇ ਨਹੀਂ।
ਹੁਣ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਲੈਣਾ ਕਾਫੀ ਨਹੀਂ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਭੇਦ ਲੈ ਲੈਣਾ ਕਾਫੀ ਨਹੀਂ, ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਸੰਤ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਆ, ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਆਗਿਆ ਦਾ ਪਾਲਣ ਕਰਨਾ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਹੁਕਮ ਨੂੰ ਮੰਨਣਾ।
ਤਾਂ ਇਸ ਦੇ ਜਸਟ ਟੂ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਦ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਇਨਫ, ਐਂਡ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਈਵਨ ਇਨਫ ਟੂ ਜਸਟ ਗੈਟ ਦੀ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਫਰਮ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ। ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਨੋ, ਵਟ ਐਵਰ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਹੈਵ ਟੋਲਡ ਯੂ, ਫਸਟ ਆਫ ਆਲ ਇਟ ਬਿਕਮਸ ਅਵਰ ਡਿਊਟੀ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਦੈਟ, ਐਂਡ ਓਨਲੀ ਦੈਨ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰੈਸ।
ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਵੀ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਉਸ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕੀਤੀ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਕੀ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ, कि यह संत ठीक है कि परमात्मा वाकई साडे अंदर है.
Those who have meditated after taking the initiation of the Shabad from the masters, only they have known that whether the master is perfect, what God has kept in our within, and whether this path works or not. Those who have done the meditation, only they can know all these things.
ਸਾਡੀ ਕੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਹੈ? ਅਸੀਂ ਦੇਖਾ ਦੇਖੀ ਨਾਮ ਤਾਂ ਲੈ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਕਮਾਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ. ਕਮਾਈ ਨਾ ਕਰਨੀ ਕਰਕੇ ਕੀ ਹੈ? ਅਗਰ ਚਾਰ ਆਦਮੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਕਹਿ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਇਹ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸੱਚਾ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਭਰੋਸਾ ਆ ਗਿਆ. ਅਗਰ ਦੋ ਆਦਮੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਇਹ ਕਹਿ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਠੀਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੇ ਸਾਡਾ ਭਰੋਸਾ ਉੱਡ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਵਟ ਇਜ਼ ਅਵਰ ਕੰਡੀਸ਼ਨ? ਵੀ ਪੀਪਲ ਟੇਕ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਵੀ ਸੀ ਦੈਟ ਅਦਰ ਪੀਪਲ ਆਰ ਟੇਕਿੰਗ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਟ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਵੀ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਟ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਇਫ ਫਿਊ ਪੀਪਲ come up and say that he is not the master, we start believing in them and we say that he is not the master. Or few people say that he is the master even though he is not. Because we have not done the meditation, we start following them and we say that he is the master.
Maharaj Savan Singh kehnde hunde sige ke saadi oh halat hai dawai aale ch hai bimar bistre ch hai gaalan doctor nu hai ਤੇ ਸਾਡਾ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਇਆ. ਜਰਾ ਸੋਚ ਕੇ ਦੇਖੋ ਜੋ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਨੇ ਪਰਹੇਜ ਦੱਸੇ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਪਰਹੇਜ ਰੱਖਣੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰੀ ਹੈ, ਦਵਾਈ ਖਾਣੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰੀ ਹੈ, ਫਿਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਦੇ ਜਿੰਨੇ ਇਤਰਾਜ਼ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ.
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਮੇਰੀ ਕੰਡੀਸ਼ਨ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਦਿਸ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਸਿਨ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਂਗ ਔਨ ਦ ਸ਼ੈਲਫ, ਦ ਪੇਸ਼ੈਂਟ ਇਜ਼ ਇਨ ਦ ਬੈਡ ਐਂਡ ਇਜ਼ ਕਰਸਿੰਗ ਦ ਡਾਕਟਰ. ਦ ਮੈਡੀਸਿਨ ਵਿਲ ਨਾਟ ਵਰਕ ਅਨਲੈਸ ਯੂ ਟੇਕ ਇਟ. What is the use of cursing the doctor if you are not doing what doctor have told you and if you are not abstaining from the things which doctors have told you and if you are not using the medicine will work only when you will use it.
ਹੁਣ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪੂਰੇ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਨੇ ਨਾਮ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ, ਸਾਡਾ ਹੱਕ ਬਣਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰੀਏ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾਈਏ.
Now when we have been given initiation into Naam by the perfect masters, it becomes our duty to do the meditation and to go in our within.
ਸ਼ਬਦ ਭੇਦ ਔਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਕਮਾਈ ਜਿਨ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਕੀਨੀ ਸਾਰੇ ਲਈ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਰਤਾਂ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਪਹਿਚਾਨੋ ਹਮ ਪੂਰਾ ਪਤਾ ਦੇ ਨਿਕਟ ਹੀਂ ਦੇਖੋ ਅਬ ਕਿਆ ਖੋਲੂ ਖੋਲੇ ਕਹੀਂ ਅੱਗੇ ਭਾਵੇ ਤੁਮਾਰਾ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਮੈਂ ਪਾਰੇ ਖੋ ਤੂੰ ਜੂਨ ਰਹੀ.
ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਸਰੂਪੀ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਅਭਿਆਸੀ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਟੋਲਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਫਸਟ ਆਫ ਆਲ ਵੀ ਸ਼ੁਡ ਸਰਚ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਹੂ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬਿਕਮ ਦ ਫਾਰਮ ਆਫ ਦ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਐਂਡ ਹੂ ਹੈਜ਼ ਡਨ ਦ ਹੂ ਹੈਜ਼ ਪ੍ਰੈਕਟਿਸ ਦ ਸ਼ਬਦ.
ਜਦ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦਾ ਦਾਨ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸੱਚੇ ਦਿਲੋਂ ਔਰ ਭਰੋਸਾ ਕਰਕੇ ਉਸ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਨੀ ਹੈ.
ਐਂਡ ਵੈਨ ਸੱਚ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਗਿਵ ਅਸ ਦ ਡੋਨੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੈਨ ਵਿਥ ਟਰੂ ਹਾਰਟ and having faith in him, we should do the meditation.
Swami ji Maharaj kehnde hai ke agge bhag tumara pyari main parkho to joon rahi agge assi apna bhag khud banona hai kamai karni hai satguru da kam hai sade upar daya karni.
Swami ji Maharaj say that dear ones, now it is all up to you. You have to make your own fate. When master has given us initiation, it is up to us to meditate and make our good fortune.
Jo bachcha school ta jave na ਰਸਤੇ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੈਠ ਕੇ ਟੀਚਰ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਫਰਿਆਦਾਂ ਕਰੀ ਜਾਵੇ ਵੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮੇਰਾ ਸਬਕ ਵੀ ਯਾਦ ਕਰੋ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਡਿਗਰੀ ਵੀ ਦਿਓ. ਜਰਾ ਸੋਚ ਕੇ ਦੇਖੋ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਉਹ ਫਰਿਆਦ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਉੱਥੇ ਨਾਲ ਦੀ ਨਾਲ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਸਕੂਲ ਦੀ ਤਰਫ ਵੀ ਵਧਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਹੈ. ਜੋ ਟੀਚਰ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਉਸ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਅਮਲ ਵੀ ਕਰਨਾ ਜ਼ਰੂਰੀ ਹੈ.
ਇਫ ਦ ਚਾਈਲਡ ਡਿਡਨਟ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਦ ਸਕੂਲ ਔਰ ਇਨਸਟੈਡ ਆਫ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਹੀ ਸਿਟਸ ਔਨ ਦ ਵੇ ਐਂਡ ਸਟਾਰਟਸ ਪ੍ਰੇਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਹਿਸ ਟੀਚਰ ਦੈਟ ਸੋਲਵ ਦਿਸ ਪ੍ਰੋਬਲਮਸ ਫਾਰ ਮੀ ਐਂਡ learn this lesson for me and give me the degree, only the prayer will not do any good to him. He will neither learn any lesson, he will not, and moreover he will not get any degree also. When he is praying to his teacher in this, at the same time he should also go to the school, and when he will go to the school then teacher will give him all his attention and he will make him learn the lesson.
ਮੈਂ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਹੈ ਬਹੁਤ ਆਦਮੀ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਮੇਰੇ ਪਾਸ ਇੰਟਰਵਿਊ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬਹੁਤ ਇਹੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ जे साडे बच्चों के उत्ते सिर ते भी हथ रखो, मेरे सिर ते भी हथ रखो, मेरी मां के सिर ते भी हथ रखो, जिहड़े साडे होर आ कुटुंब वाले उन्हां कन्नी भी तुसीं दया करो।
Many people who come in the interviews, they say that place your, put your hand on our head, put your hand on the head of my son, of my daughter's head, and on my mother's head, and bless our family also.
So Kabir Sahib kehnde hai, phal karan seva kare taje na man ka maan, kahe Kabir sevak nahi chahe chaugna daan.
Kabir Sahib says that those who serve the masters, expecting their fruit, expecting the fruit, and expecting to fulfill their desires, such one will not be called as the servant of the masters, because he is asking for the four times price.
अगर ऐसी पुलप लेखे अभ्यास से बैठ जाने हैं, फिर भी ऐसी अंतर्मुखी भी सतगुरु अभी अनेक चीजा रख दें, मेरा आ भी कम कर दे, मेरा आ भी कर दे, उदो मिलने वास्ते तो कोई आदमी लखा च ही तड़फ रहा हुंदा है।
If sometimes by mistake we sit for meditation, there also we present a lot of things in front of the master, we say that do over this work, do over that work, and rare are the souls, or there are only few souls, one maybe one out of millions who is sitting for meditation only to meet him.
अगर ऐसे भजन सुनन करिए वो साडे अंदर बैठा है जो जरूर तो जरूर देवेगा, ये बेइंसाफ नहीं।
If we do our bhajan in simran, because he is sitting within us, he will give us whatever we need, he is not unjust.
बिन मंगया सब कुछ देन दा किस दा करी अरदास,
without our asking he is giving us everything, then why to pray to him.
लेकिन असि ये सोचते हैं कि हाल तक उस अंदर बैठे नु तां पता नहीं, असि दसांगे तां पता लगेगा।
We think that the one who is sitting within us, he doesn't know that what we want, and he will know only when he will tell him.
आप असि सियाणे बणदे हैं उस मालिक दे प्यारे नु शब्द नु असि कमला समझदे हैं, जे उहनू कहड़ा पता है।
In this way we become clever, and we understand the beloved of God, the master sitting within us as the fool, we say that he doesn't know this.
महात्मा सानू दसदे है राम च रोके बैठ के सबका चारा ले, जाके जैसी चाकरी ताको तैसा दे।
महात्मा टेल अस दैट द ऑलमाइटी लॉर्ड सिटिंग इन अवर विदिन लुक्स एट अवर एवरी सिंगल एक्शन, एंड व्हाट एवर सर्विस वी हैव डन टू हिम अकॉर्डिंग टू दैट ही गिव्स अस द रिवॉर्ड।
Our closing bhajan is on page 31. This is Sanchi's bhajan, O Akalake. O blind of intellect, just look, because Satguru has given you eyes. On each step you are stumbling. For what are these eyes kept? Many are dead because of the eyes. Many are liberated through the eyes. Poison and nectar are in these eyes. Who has written these statements? One eye is worth a small shell, our eye. One eye is compared with a pearl, the Satguru's eye. One eye has thousands of enemies. One eye has millions of friends. Your eye is not satisfied with Maya, and it is not attached to the way of Satguru. Forgetting the original place, they, your eyes, have gone to other places and are involved in that. These eyes have fallen into other accounts. Daily they are reading the books. They never looked at the beloved, the one who has given you the eyes. You have lost the way and your goal is very far. Full of pride, your eyes have become without light. When you're walking, you fall down. The only hope is Satguru. The servant of servants is the lover who burns himself like the moths. How can I imitate the moths? At every place, the friends are dying. O blind of intellect, just look, because Satguru has given you eyes.
O akalakeyandi dek jaratin Satguru ditti ayakiyane. O akalakeyandi dek jaratin Satguru ditti ayakiyane. har kadam ti tokar kana e ankiya kasnura kiyane har kadam ti tokar kana e ankiya kasnura kiyane ki mari margi ankiya da ki tari targi ankiya de ki mari margi ankiya da ki tari targi ankiya da e jaharati amrite ankiya vij e ramaja kisne likiya ne o akalaki andi dik jirati nu sati guru ditiya ankiya ne O akalaki andi dik jirati nu sati guru ditiya yankiya ne. Iki ank kudi de mul diye, iki ank muti nal tul diye. Iki ank kudi de mul diye, iki ank muti nal tul diye. Iki ank diveri hajara ne, iki ank diya lak sakiya ne. O akalaki andi dik jirati nu sati guru ditiya ankiya ne. O akalaki andi dik jirati nu sati guru ditiya ankiya ne. Tiri ank maya tu rajadine sati guru valapase lagadine. Tiri ank maya tu rajadine sati guru valapase lagadine. Hun bul ki asalati kananu jahorati kane pasiyane. O akalaki andi dik jirati nu sati guru ditiya ankiyane. O akalaki andi dik jirati nu sati guru ditiya ankiya ne. E pigi ahora hisabanu pivi kanaru jakitabanu. E pigi ahora hisabanu pivi kanaru jakitabanu. Kadi jata namari dilabara val jisne tinu ditiya ankiya ne. O akalaki andi dik jirati nu sati guru ditiya ankiya ne. O akalaki andi dik jirati nu sati guru ditiya ankiya ne. Rabhikra manjil dur teri magruru ank binur teri. Rabhikra manjil dur teri magruru ank binur teri. jadu chaladi adig pende aas sat guru diya rakhiya ne o akal ke andi dek jira tenu sat guru ditiya ankiya ne O akal ke ande dek jara tenu satguru ditiya ankiya ne Dasan daso premi si nirmal parvani saradini Dasan daso premi si nirmal parvani saradini Kiri sakra parvane dita tate maradiya sakya ne O akalake ande dek jara tenu satguru ditiya ankiya ne O akal ke ande dek jara tenu satguru ditiya ankiya ne.
O blind of intellect, just look, because Satguru has given you eyes. May God bless us all.